Welcome to the Business Abundance Podcast, providing the tools and knowledge to help small business owners succeed. For additional resources, visit www.businessabundance.online.
Hello and welcome back to the Business Abundance Podcast. I'm Z and I've got Ron with me.
Hello.
And today is a bit more of an inspiration podcast rather than a lesson. We just want to tell you a bit about the Dollar Shave Club and about how that's transformed or disrupted.
Disrupted is a good word.
The industry. If you haven't heard of the Dollar Shave Club, I think probably the best way to introduce it is by playing their ad. Do you want to take it away?
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for a dollar a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, a dollar. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, an aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle, a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had one blade and polio. Looking good, pop-up! Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know
jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming. Oh, gosh. I don't know if you heard my little like heavy.
I can't believe you just let a laugh out. Like Z's here with two hands over her mouth trying to shut her face. So what can we learn from the ad? Like, why are we actually talking about it? A bit of inspiration. Obviously, they have been very successful now with hindsight. They have gone into an industry. Most people need blades.
Yep.
Most people shave.
Mm-hmm.
Dominated by a few key players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can name a few pretty easily. So you think it's pretty stagnant, margins will be pretty low, pretty competitive, established players.
Figured out how to make a consistent income with the subscription base.
Yeah, so they've brought in a different thing, but this ad basically got them, 12,000 new subscribers in 2 days.
And I would also like to point out that it only costs $4,500 to make. So advertising does not need to be expensive.
Yeah.
And it took 1 day to shoot it. So yeah,
no big names.
Yeah, it's just one guy in a very casual suit. Yep. And
no PPE.
Yeah. Yeah, dangerous.
So they've basically massively disrupted an industry where 70% of the sales is dominated by one player, coming from the side with minimal investment, bring something new into it and being very successful. So there's a couple of points. One is the model of the business and how that works and how that appeals to people. The second one is the ad itself has a few key points to it. And I think it's the type of ad we call is like the everything ad. It's got a lot. It's got the testimonials. It's got the endorsements. It's got the examples. It's got the nice bits on the side. There's lots of different types of ads that I put into one nice video there.
Yeah, and they're super relatable. That's the most consistent part is they're not pretending to be not people.
The model in the shower with the shaving cream on.
Yeah.
Which is the traditional little shave. Yeah. Close shave.
And they're shaving already shaved legs. That's a classic.
Yeah, so that's the industry standard.
Yeah.
And then they're going, okay, well, what have our potential customers, how do they view shaving?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a pretty interesting thing. Like, I don't know what their research was or whatnot, but if I'm looking at the ad, people don't really care about the shaver.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a bit of a joke. We're paying $30 for a shaver, like, with blades going to last about a week before they start rusting or whatever, go blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pay another $30 for a 5-pack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just expensive. It's annoying. We've got to go to the supermarket and get it.
Yeah.
There's always a new model. So you try that, but it's fundamentally just, you know, another blade or a bit more aloe vera, pivots another degree or it's got a new color, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
That's the change in the industry.
Yeah.
So what are the customers saying? We don't even really care. We have to shave. We don't like shaving. We want to shave.
Yeah.
Like, we like the outcome.
Yeah.
But we've got to keep buying new blades. Wonder if you ask people how many people shave with blades that should have been replaced.
Oh, so much. And then you end up with like the shaver's rash and those sort of things because you're not looking, because you can't be bothered going down to the supermarket and the supermarket ones are so expensive and you just feel like it's big cost when your grocery bill goes up by like $50 for four razors. Like,
yeah, and it's not an extension. It's not like you see it as something that changes your life or, you know, so it's when you're looking at the money, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, for people, yeah, you need to change your blades because you get a better shave. But in the same respect, when? And do people want to? No. So I don't know what the research or what the problems are, like how they came across the information. But they're looking, and the ad sort of alludes to, you don't really care about it. You know, these are the features we've got, but no one cares. They want a good shave.
Yeah.
And how can we do that for you in the best way possible? And they talked about that in the ad as well. Very simple.
Yeah.
So what's the actual offer? We haven't talked about what their business model is.
Well, I think it starts with the owner, who's Michael Dubin, I think. What he was looking to fix was he was tired of paying too much for razors and then also the inconvenience of having to go to the store to pick them up. And so that's why the model is send people razors at a low monthly fee.
Yep. That's so it. Translation is he probably wasn't looking for those two things, but he identified they were two things. And then when you start turning that into your business, I was sick of this, so it's relatable. But, so two key problems there.
Yep.
And then how have they turned that into a, like, value proposition?
Well, it's just about making people's lives easier.
Yep.
Cheaper and easier.
So basically their model is you pay $10 a month or, well, at the time there was a few different options. I think it might even be six. There was six, eight, and 10.
Yeah.
Back there, 10 had the five-blade razor. And
which they call the crew. So they don't just call it their products, they call it the crew.
Yeah.
Or the gang, I think it is.
We talked about this in another episode, though. Like half the guys in the office at the time signed up, like, on the spot.
Yeah,
the
ad came out,
we just done, you know, ended up with a lot of extra shaver heads because I didn't need them all. Yeah. Anyway.
But, well, it's a dollar per month subscription. The next day when it was back up, they had 12,000 new subscribers for their $1 per month subscription razor service. So I'm not sure that's still the case, but
wow,
that's what happened after they released
the video. We were day one then.
Video. Yeah, went viral and it established a brand. And then, 12,000 new subscribers. Within a few days, 3 million people had watched it. It racked up about 4.75 million views in the first 3 months. And has over 27 million views to this day.
Plus one we just did.
Yeah, plus one and probably four now, me watching it this afternoon. So good. So it's interesting because subscription models obviously don't work for every business, but if you have a product, like we talked about in a couple of episodes ago, who gives a crap? Subscription-based toilet paper.
Oh, we talked about Blockbuster in the last episode and Netflix subscription-based.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So subscription base is really good. But also I probably want to stress when it comes to brand voice, be human.
Yeah.
I think there's so many businesses out there that want to, they come across very neutral.
Yeah. Professional.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could argue that neutral. This isn't professional in any sense.
No, it's not.
But it is.
But it's professionally human. Done.
It is professionally done. Great quality. But it doesn't alienate themselves from the people they're trying to talk to.
Yeah.
And, I mean, razors are not a particularly exciting product, but by...
They're not trying to appeal to everyone here, but they are actually appealing to a massive part of the market.
Huge. Yeah, because they're kind of addressing the really awkward situations that happen with these sort of situations. And no one talks about it, but they're like, we know it happens, so let us show you. Yeah. And in that, it means, like... I have an ad in front of me at the moment where some lady's trying to shave her toes, basically, for summer. And so it's just the fact that it's just odd and
It's talking about it as like, it's calling it for what it is. Like we shave these bits, but we're just making it as easy and as cheap for you as possible to have great quality result.
Yeah.
No fuss.
Yeah.
So they're looking, what's your problem? What's your relationship with it? And we're just trying to make that process easier for you.
It's such a simple simple setup. Even their website, it only has a couple of pages. Yep. Like, it's not extravagant. You need don't need to have 1,000 pages in order to be great.
Be successful, yeah. The part about the subscription, you said, you know, subscription can be a good business model. I think it's all important to talk about that they've gone to an existing established industry where that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've brought something that's outside of it, one thing that's outside of it, into it, has become hugely successful because of it. So we often talk to people like, oh, you know, are you a specialist in our industry?
Mm.
It's like, well, it doesn't really matter. Oh, it does, because we need to make sure that we're doing the best things we can in our industry. So no, because the best gains are going to be questions that you haven't thought about already that your competitors aren't doing.
Yeah.
So yes, you need to know about your industry. That's your job. But if you can bring something that's successful elsewhere and make it work where you are, you're going to have this huge competitive advantage over everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's fundamentally what they did. It was pretty straightforward. Don't want to buy razors. Don't want to pay too much. Do want to shave. And want it to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. We'll send it to your door.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't invented anything new there. They've just applied an existing concept that's successful to a new industry.
Yeah.
But the ad itself's kind of good. I might just go back to ad for a second, because just, you know, thinking about it, it's an everything ad, so there's a few parts to it. I'll see if I can get it going again with my limited IT skills.
Founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for $1 a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door.
That's the first thing that they mention, is actually what they do.
Yeah,
who they are and what they do. That. Yeah.
Yep.
So it was $1 a month. Yeah.
But yeah, so he's a person. He's looking into the camera.
Yep.
This is my name. This is who we're from. And this is our offer.
Yep.
So sometimes, you know, the theory is we go through all the value and all this other stuff and then we say our price.
Yeah.
He's saying, this is what we do
straight
up front. Just building some trust, credibility. This is what I'm here about.
Yeah. $1. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great.
So they're like...
talking about the quality.
The quality, yep. Yep. So we're saying they're great. But we're also narrowing down our target market right now, because, we're using some bad, naughty words.
It's true. Yeah.
Bit of humour.
Yeah.
So what is the competition, existing competition doing? Professional ads, toned bodies.
Yeah, I feel like
looking
it's
good.
Speaking, I think their audience is predominantly male.
Yep.
And so they're
100% for this one.
Sort of speaking to that.
But yeah, the people that don't relate to the current marketing.
Mm.
So they've purposely gone straight away from what you're expecting from a shaving ad.
Mm. Yep.
Each razor has stainless steel blades and aloe vera lubricating strip and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you
So just quick features.
Usability. Yeah. Yep.
Benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's gentle.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
Like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis. And do you think?
So that's just a, you know, it's a little bit of a swipe, but it's a point. Like, yeah, you're paying for this brand.
Gosh.
So it's not saying it's wrong, but it's establishing some differentiation from the competitors of, yeah, you're paying this premium, but it's not for the better razor. You're paying for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people can quickly relate to that.
Your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Just talking about, it's like a dig at all the other products, saying like it's just not necessary and you don't need to pay for it because that's not what gets the job done.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, no, of course they're lying because there's not so many shavers with a flashlight.
Or back scratchers, but they're setting a point.
Yeah, so it's, let's call a spade. But also, again, we're narrowing this market down.
Mm.
Like, if you can relate to this ad, you'll get that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you're sick of paying that much because of all this stuff, you know.
Looking good, pop up. Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you.
Yeah, there we go. Everyone is shaves.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't even need blades more often.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's shipped to you every month.
We're not just selling razors. We're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay.
So trying to appeal to social impact?
Yeah, social impact.
Yep.
So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com and the party is on.
Pretty straightforward.
massive American flag in the background, just really stating where they're from.
With a giant teddy bear with tons of
with
cash.
No,
but it's like, it's just an example of, you don't have to have that giant ad, just hit some few key points. And as long as they're relatable and they're toned in perfectly to what your customer's looking for and relates to, successful.
Yeah. And I giggled the whole way through. So I think it's great. Yeah, if there's one thing to learn from it, I think it's just encourage you to be human and really look at how you're communicating. You don't need to come up with 1,000 different benefits that people won't get. And I know there's industry talk and you understand the points from your point of view and you're like, oh, well, this is, you know, this much better because it's this specific and all those sort of things. But if the customer's not going to get it, it's not really worth communicating, or try and communicate it in a way that they do understand it.
Yeah.
Because then that way they're really being able to understand what it is that you do, who you are, how you do it. And that's an ad. And so I guess I just encourage everyone to use that across all their marketing, especially when it comes to like websites and those sort of things. I said this just before, but you don't need 1,000 pages in order to make a good website.
No.
They have like maybe 3 pages and it clearly shows what they do, how they do it, and how a customer can get it.
Yeah, I think it's a just common recurring theme when you say, look, you know, I really understand what that core is. But you know, if you're going to do an ad, it doesn't have to be mega.
Mm.
But you do need to know what you're communicating.
Yeah.
So you've got the text, you've got the sound, you've got the visuals. Mm-hmm. And as long as you nail that, then you know, you're going to do pretty well.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. I'd encourage you all to check out the video. It's very entertaining. And yeah, we'll leave it there and see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.